This last week, Dutch Shell moored their gigantic oil rig down at Seattle and Gomorrah's waterfront. A flotilla of kayaktivists, slapped their paddles in the harbor like angry beavers slapping tails at Godzilla, with similar success at scaring away intruders. The raging grannies shackled their rockers to the gated entrance at the wharf and were politely arrested. Tech town, polite, but not much interested in politics. Some of the boys in the band at our last drinking session, I mean practice session, suggested a solution to Seattle's escalating ecological confrontation. Bring that drilling rig up here. South End has a legal port, the Port of Mabana. Three port commissioners are required to fill out 65 pages of paperwork for the state, same as Tacoma or Seattle. They're volunteers, definitely part-time, and they don't want a full-time clerical position, so they've been considering dismantling the old landing of the Mosquito fleet that docked there almost 100 years ago with supplies and immigrants. The old dock was blown down long ago, and the port has pretty much existed as a historic relic ever since. Why not kill a couple of seagulls with one stone? Mando Mike wondered aloud over his rot-gut wine at our last practice. Don lifted his beer glass in accordance, and, well, I had to admit once again, the South End string band marching to a demented drummer was once again ahead of the curve, not to mention the beat. What about protesters? Monica asked, and Eric mused that what we got around here are Tea Party protesters, mostly more worried about the heavy hand of Island County government than some transient oil rig destined for the Arctic Sea. I figured maybe we could protest, give us some free advertisement. The Raging String Slingers. We already sing stuff about the coal cars and coal mining. Got our very own war on coal, I guess. Why not weigh in on oil drilling? Paddle out in our dugouts and slap banjos on the water. Why not? Great photo for the Stamatopoulos Gazette and the New York Times, all those liberal commie media outlets. Well, we didn't get much practice in, not much music anyway, but I think we got a good game plan. Which one of us is going to call Dutch Shell's rep, I don't know, but I left an urgent message for Fred at the Port of Mabana. He hasn't called back yet, but we figure he's on vacation, hopefully be home soon. Fred better be rested, all I can say, because there's serious work coming to the South End. Maybe even jobs, the paying kind. Be a first down here.